This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say an attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket Friday before police shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the Sri Lankan national, who arrived in New Zealand in 2011, was on a terror watch list. The police commissioner said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that the alliance would seek to evacuate more vulnerable Afghans and maintain contact with the Taliban, but that Afghanistan's new rulers would have to show themselves worthy of aid and recognition. NATO member Turkey, which had run Kabul Airport for 6 years, has offered to keep it operational now that U.S. and other NATO troops have left, and Qatar has offered to help. European Union countries agreed to reestablish a joint presence in Kabul, if security allows, to deal with the Taliban on ensuring safe passage departures, the bloc's top diplomat said Friday. After a meeting of EU foreign ministers, Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said Friday, quote, "We have decided to work in a coordinated manner to coordinate our contacts with the Taliban, including through a joint European Union presence in Kabul, if the security conditions are met," end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he hopes the Taliban will behave in a civilized manner in Afghanistan so the global community can maintain diplomatic ties with Kabul. Speaking at the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, Putin said, quote, "Russia is not interested in the disintegration of Afghanistan. If this happens, then there will be no one to talk to," end quote. This is VOA News.